This is Enos.
Hi, Enos. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, doing all right.
Hi, good. Good to hear. I was just following up. You probably got the notification, but we're having trouble processing this month's payment. Yeah. So is there something going on with the card that we have on file?
I'm driving through that service. I don't know if I'm going to lose it or not. I'm not in a position where I'm able to take all the traffic or the work that's likely. I'm not going to continue with that right now. I'm going to have to go out and cancel on Local Splash, which I was kind of afraid of that when I got talked into doing it.
I need to give you some options then, because if you recall in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 22nd. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's a $249 past due balance on the account, and we can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. But the good news is you're catching it in time, because come October 22nd, that would reoccur to $498, and that will continue to do so until this settles. So one option that you have, Ina, especially if you're already busy enough and you don't need a whole bunch of new clients, is your program comes with an extra $100 worth of Facebook ads. You wouldn't need those extra ads if you're already busy enough. So if we take those off, it would lower your subscription to $149 monthly. And with that package, you're still on the first page of Google. You're still on the first page of Bing. The website will stay up and running, and you stay mobily optimized, which means you'll come up from the iPhone, and the tablets and the voice-activated devices too.
What about the do you run Yelp, or not Yelp, directories? Do you do any directories besides this Bing?
We just did Google and Bing and a couple of the big directories. We used to do this huge submission where they do like 48 directories, including Yelp. But what would happen is people would opt out of the Yelp listing. But I actually see in your case they did create a Yelp for you. So you have Yelp, Relevant Yellow, Google, obviously, Facebook, Bing, and Apple Maps. So, but sometimes when people had all those extra directories, they would opt out of it because it just left, some more platforms for people to go out and, negative reviews and whatnot,
I could do the $150 package. Budget-wise, I wasn't sure if I could do any of it. I was just going to, cancel it, but if I could try a $150 package, I don't feel like I believe I've been told it might take a couple months to do it, to get.
Yep, that's the nice thing about this is that you're right at the cusp of where this is going to explode and get your phone ringing and bring, do some solid things for your business. So, it's always the second month where the program really pops.
I'm sorry. Cut off for about 2 minutes there. I mean, I'm in real bad service driving.
Yes, I hear it on your end too. You're cutting in and out. But I was telling you, Enos, that this second month is where the program really pops and it comes to full fruition for you. So that's very smart, to continue with the $149 package, at least for this month, so you can come to full fruition. You know what I mean?
See a little bit what's
right. Absolutely. So for that $149 payment, would it be on a different card then, or...?
I'm not sure which is on file or why it's not processing.
Well, it was declining for $249 for insufficient funds. If you think the $149 would go through, I could try it again. It's a MasterCard ending in 7553.
Okay, I got it. Okay. Let's which card was that ending?
7553. It's a MasterCard.
Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. If I don't break up, I can give you another cart number.
Okay, I'm ready when you are. Go ahead.
And take the other one and take that one off. I mean, don't let that one be used or.
Okay.
Delete
I'll
the one that you just
one.
Gave me.
Yep. I'll delete it and then I'll put the new one in for future billing, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so go ahead when you're ready.
It's 5159.
Okay.
And then it's 9183.
Okay.
And 045-0501.
I missed one digit. What was before the 045? The third set of numbers.
I'm sorry?
The third set of numbers, I only heard 045. I didn't hear the first one.
9045.
Got it. Okay, so 9045 and then 0501, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then expiration?
1024.
And the code?
Is 905.
Okay, perfect. And it's still the Evergreen Road for the billing address, correct?
Yes, everything is same on that.
Okay, so I will get your authorization and then you will be good to go. So just bear with me. We'll make sure that everything processes. Okay, great. I got the green light for you. So you're all good to go. And thank you so much for updating.
Is that for this month? Sure. Is that this month, is that going to drop down? Are you still charging me the $200?
No, I already took the Facebook ads off, so the charge
gotcha.
I just processed was $149, and moving forward,
gotcha.
you'll stay into that rate. It won't go up to $249 again unless you called us and you wanted those ads put back on. Okay, but
okay.
I don't think you need them anymore now that you're coming to the point where you're, you know, going to be,
right.
you know, benefiting from Google. One thing you can do to kind of get some results a little bit quicker is the
uh-huh.
Google listing is verified and it's published and it's starting to show on the first page, but there's no reviews on it. And sometimes that will affect your conversion. If there's other companies up there that have a
uh-huh.
5-star rating and then you don't. So I'll uh-huh. send you a review generator email, and it will help you get some 5-star reviews on that Google listing. And
okay.
then that will help you, you know, not only get better placement, but also a higher conversion. Okay? So
okay.
this email is super simple to use, Ines. It's already going to be linked to your Google listing. And it'll
okay.
say, you know, if you're happy with my service, please click here to leave a review. And then when your clients click that box, it will automatically take them to your Google listing. So because
okay.
it's so simple and it's just a matter of a click of a button, most people will do it, right? And then it's only
okay.
going to take you a couple of people filling that out here and there to achieve that 5-star ranking on Google.
So, okay. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. So
okay.
tell me a little bit about your competitor, can't think of the name right now, Town Square. Are you?
Oh.
They were trying to steal the business and you know, basically bat-mouthing you. Not, to me, I don't know, they may be working for you, but just, I decided not to go there that route anyway, but what?
They're a scam company.
They're
companies out of North Carolina. One's Town Square and one is Olly Olly. And with both companies, we have legal intervention going on right now as we speak, because what they're
oh, really?
Doing is they call up Local Splash clients and they say,
yep.
Local Splash is not working
it's
with
not.
Google best practices and the websites are
yeah.
copy and paste. And they have this whole spiel
yeah.
and we know what their whole pitch is because we can hear them calling our clients on the call tracking numbers. And
yeah.
what,
they called me. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And the reason yeah. it's a scam is that once people
are
sign
really,
up with
are
them.
You telling me that? Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm. Hold on.
Like
it's cracking
just,
up. Yeah, it's cracking up again. I'm waiting, but we'll wait for it to get clearer so you can ask your question.
I'm sorry.
Are you still there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes. Okay, go ahead. What were you going to say, Ines?
You said a scam. So in my terminology of scam is that they'll get money and then walk away and leave you sitting with nothing.
Exactly. So this is why they're a scam, is that they have had a number of our clients believe what they're saying and they jump ship and they sign up with them, right? But what they don't tell you is they can't do anything with your Google listing if they don't have access to it. And they can't create a new one if, you know, if they do, that's a duplicate and that will hurt your rankings. So the reason I know they're a scam is that we never get any correspondence from those clients calling up or having, you know, Townsquare call in and say, hey, can you please add us as a manager? Can we get access to the Google page? If someone's no longer working with us, we have no problem doing that because anything we created, it belongs to you. It belongs to your business, right? So if you ever stop working with us and you want ownership of everything, it's no problem. We give it to you. But the problem is with those clients that they've had jump ship, nobody ever contacts us to get ownership of it. So what they're doing is they're taking people's money and they're throwing it down the toilet because they're not doing anything with the Google page because they don't have access to it, right? So that's the problem. Yeah. You know, if they were calling, if we could see, oh, this, you know, Bob Smith canceled with us and then the next week Townsquare called and requested, you know, access, then that would make sense, right? But that's the problem is nobody ever calls us and asks for access of it, which means that company, they know what they're doing. They're just taking the money and they're throwing it down the toilet, you know,
which is unfortunate.
They're very good at it. So what I would recommend, Enos, is if anybody calls you and says, oh, Local Splash isn't doing this or they're not with Google best practices. By the way, we're one of the seven companies in the nation that has a premier partnership with Google. So we have a very elite status. But if anybody calls you and puts doubt in your mind or even says, hey, you have to pay more money to update your Google listing, even if it's $5, what I would say is tell them, look, Local Splash is handling that. You have to talk
breaking
to them.
Up a little bit.
If it's still breaking up, I was going to say tell them that they would have to talk to Local Splash. And if they're a scam company, they're not going to call us, right? If they're a legitimate company, they will. But also, we have a security question and answer on file with your account, which is your mother's maiden name. And it says Amanda Miller on here, right?
Right.
So if anybody calls you and they try to make you think that you owe more money, and sometimes they're even sneaky and they pretend like they're associated with Local Splash when they're not, just say, hey, can you do me a favor and confirm the security question and answer on file? And if they can't confirm that, then they're definitely not with Local Splash, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm so glad that we were able to talk because I mean, I hadn't known that, you know, they were trying to, you know, put some doubt in your mind and all that, but definitely
don't worry about any of it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They would have got me if they had a better price.
Really?
If they had a better price offering. They had a price to beat yours. I mean, about same what I have currently there, but I said, well, to me, I was like, I don't really need really more work anyways. Why swap and go through all that?
Right. Wow. I'm so glad that they didn't come up with some kind of, you know, better pricing to get you to jump ship because then it would have ended up hurting you because then you would have been wasting the initial money that you spent with us, but then you would also be wasting the new money that you're spending with them because they're not doing anything, you know? So,
that's
the problem. So, I've had
hard enough time to trust online, even you all, even Local Splash, you know, I don't know. I'll just have to, you know, at this point, but, you know, that's just,
Well, at least you have something that is tangible that you can see. You know, your website is up and running, customstreesolutions.net. The Google listing is already verified. I just sent you the link to it so that you can start working on the reviews. You're on Yelp. You're on Apple Maps. So you're on these other directories. So you can see it. Even the Facebook, you're not going to run ads on it anymore, but you still have that up and running, right? So you have a stronger internet presence right now than you had initially. But, you know, that's the problem with those companies is, you know, they try to promise you the moon and the stars, and then when it comes down to it, they don't try to deliver anything, you know? So, Yeah, that's why I said I'm so glad that we talked, you know. And if you have any other questions, you know, my name's Tina. I'm at extension 777. Feel free to, you know, reach out to me at any time and I'll kind of guide you. Because sometimes people come across companies they want to work with and they're actually legit and they're good and they provide a good service. And I would tell you that too, you know. But if it's, you know, either Ollie Ollie or Town Square, just steer clear of those two companies, okay?
They're just not really, good.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
I'm fixing to drop down into a holler here, so I may lose you. But all right, just take care of that and we'll get squared away and hopefully we can get some business through you all.
Start working on those reviews and then log on to your dashboard every now and then. That's where you can see the results. I'll send you the login to that again and then you're all good to go. So have a nice weekend too, okay?
Thank you.
Bye. All right, you're very welcome. Okay, bye-bye.